Ready? The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
I'm Emily Nemeth, and welcome to the next Surrey Storm Podcast with Player Layer.
Thanks, Emily. And before we get started on this episode, quick message from me, just thanking everybody who's got in touch with their messages of support.
On this episode, we're catching up with another member of the 2014 squad, Danny Finnegan, and she's been sharing some of her memories about how she joined the Storm.
Oh, do you know, I absolutely love my time at Storm.
Me too.
And I think that was mainly, mainly to do with the girls that I was on the team with and lucky to play alongside. I'm so lucky now that I'm still in contact with a lot of these girls and I'm still playing with Kat Ainsworth as part of the clan team. So the friendships, yeah, absolute great bunch of girls. The best coach I've ever been coached by, Tamsin. I think she's known for her superstar coaching. So yeah, I had absolutely fantastic memories from the whole time I was there.
How did that joining come about?
It actually came about where I moved from up north. I went to university in Liverpool and my husband works at a football club doing the strength and conditioning, and he is 2 years older, so he actually is from Oxford, and he moved down here working for Oxford United. And I said, well, I'll come and do a trial year down here, and got a job down here and came and did a year and absolutely loved it. And I started playing netball just socially, actually, because I wanted to concentrate on being a PE teacher. And we played in, I think it was a tournament at Surrey Sports Park, actually, and we played against Tamsin's team, Clan. And I don't know whether she obviously spotted me there and came down to my club, which was Witton, and did a training session, then invited me to come along to Storm Trials, and then, yeah, trialed and was part of the team from there.
The fact that it's Tamsin makes it all a little bit special.
Oh, it does. She's an absolute genius on and off the netball court. For me, Tamsin's knowledge and tactically how she can change any game and win any game is something that I aspire to be like and look up to. She's a fantastic coach, and I'm sure lots of girls will continue to be coached by her and learn lots of fantastic netball from her.
Time on court memories, for me that would be Team Northumbria away, but that's only just me.
Well, it was my first proper time on court in a Super League dress. Obviously would been on court pre-season and represented, but my first cap as so for Surrey Storm in the second half, and it was great to come away with a win and actually play with Tamsin and help her. Well, she helped me on court again, which was fantastic.
You mentioned Kat a bit earlier, but how about some of the other members of the team that you still see to this day?
I still speak to a few girls. I actually saw Becky in Portugal a couple of years ago with her kiddies and my son, and then Steph Bellow again. She's obviously moved away to America, but we see her on Facebook and keep in touch every now and then. Rach, Georgia, you know, Georgia, I'm really impressed. I'm so glad she moved to Mavs. I think she put forward her career, but I think it's fantastic for her to have a new club, and she's playing some great netball.
It's often mentioned that when people leave clubs, oh well, I'm still going to look out for the results to see how they do, but is that the case? Do you keep an eye on what Storm are up to, or is that just more in general?
No, absolutely. I've still got girls there who are ex-teammates, Rhea Dixon, who I used to play with actually at Witton, and then Viper 10 Blades, and at Storm she was part of the under-19 squad. It's absolutely fantastic to watch her take the court. She's such a young girl to be playing, you know, starting on the Storm team at the minute. And again, I know she'll improve as the years will go on, and she'll gain experience by playing Super League. So yeah, I'd love to see Storm win. Again, Wasps, because of the teammates that I had at Storm, I always look out and support them as well.
Looking back on your time at Storm, would you do anything different?
I would love to have got involved much younger. I joined Storm when I was 28, which is quite late on in anybody's career. But putting my actual teaching career first, you know, I'm so glad I have, because I think that's why I'm in the position I am in today, working at Berkhamsted, Head of Netball, and actually got the experience to to cover director of sport last year. So I think putting my career first has benefited me in that way, but I'd love to have actually maybe got into Storm a little bit earlier and see how that would have progressed over the years. But I'm still playing Prem, which is fantastic. After having children, I'm loving taking back at the court and having that competitive side of my life still there.
Something that does the rounds every Christmas is the Storm Sleigh Ride video.
Yeah.
And I'm largely responsible for retweeting it as well, so I'll hold my hand up for that. What I want to know is, was that done in one take?
Do you know what? I think it was. I absolutely hated it. I was so out of my comfort zone. It is not at all the side that I enjoyed doing at all. I was actually dreading it. But it was good fun, but very cringy.
How was that pitched to you? Or was it just, oh, we're going to do this for a laugh. Let's just... Whose idea?
Oh, do you know, it's got to have been Tamsin's. I can't think who else idea it was. But yeah, I think we just got told this is what we're doing. This is kind of your role. I think we got told in the morning and we had the photo shoots and we had a little bit of time to try and come up with a dance move of some sort. And then, yeah, we just had one take, did it, and then it got put up on social media.
And it'll be there for years to come. Wonderful.
There for life. Yeah, wonderful.
What I want to try and do as well as part of this series is to maybe get a couple of people that have been part of the Storm squad and then choose who I speak to next. I mean, is there anybody that you'd like me to have a word with?
Bring back Becky Trippick. Find out where she is and what she's doing.
Right. In the meantime, Danny, thanks for your time.
Yeah, no, lovely to speak to you, Andy.
That's Danny Waits. Danny Finnegan, as she was when she was at Storm, and I always remember her debut for Storm. It was up here at Team Northumbria, and just that anticipation really of having been part of the squad and then eventually getting the call up and knowing that you're going to be taking part in the quarter. What's that like for those players, maybe making their debuts as part of a high intensity game as part of the league?
Oh my goodness, can you imagine? Personally, I know we do here as a coaching squad, we have a mentality that you wouldn't have anyone on the bench that you wouldn't put on court.
Yeah.
But ultimately, you're always going to put your strongest players on the court. You want to win the game, and there's obviously reasons tactically. So I think for a player like that who's just sort of waiting and waiting for the opportunity and knowing that it might well come in a really high pressure or really exciting moment, my goodness, it must be so daunting. But ultimately, that's what they train for. And the ones that do take it with both hands, I guess they're the ones that are special and that, you know, will go far with their netball.
What about recently with the likes of Amelia and obviously M. Gulvins to some extent over the recent seasons?
Yeah, I mean, it's that whole thing of, I think people need to do their time. And I don't mean that in a negative way, but I think you need to feel what a match day is like. You need to feel what winning's like, what losing's like, whether you're on the court or not. So with your players like Rhea and M, I mean, they have done the yards, my goodness, they've worked so hard, and then their opportunities have come and they're absolutely smashing it. No, M. Golvin really is for me one of the best wing attacks in the league. She's so unassuming, but she's learnt her craft by playing in the same team as Tamsin Greenway.
Yeah.
By playing in the same team as Yaz Parsons. Like, she's learnt and she's not silly, and I guess the athletes that generally will make it are the ones that are willing to accept that it's not going to all come straight away, and if it does, that's fantastic. But for most people, it doesn't. You have to put those yards in. You have to be willing to take the rough with the smooth. And sometimes that means a year of sitting on a bench to be able to have a year of standing on the court.
Always good to hear from you. If you've got an idea of a potential guest in the future, one of your favourite Storm players from over the years, get in touch. We're at Surrey Storm and the number 10, at Surrey Storm 10 on Twitter. Remember, you can keep up to date with everything going on at the club at SurreyStormNetball.co.uk, and we'll be back soon.
Ready? The Surrey Storm podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.